Ibaru, Hamad Beis. Ma'u Rivo Betchila B'Shas. You understand very well, this is a Ksubasik Inyon. So Toys Rashi right away asks, Lo Shmilu Hafra Masnisa Deliel. You may remember, back on Dav Gimel on the base, we had that Brisa, which talks about the idea of Yisakana Ve'elech, and then it said over there that Mafrishna Sechosim and Akala Le'el Shabbos Tchila Neshu Osa Chabur. So the Mafrishna Tosefta, that the first beer, assuming she's a Pesula, will be prohibited. Why? Because he's making a Chabura, causing bleeding. Many women, for those who are single to understand, many women bleed in the first bia, or when the first bia takes place, that don't happen right away, because there's a certain thing called a hymen, that's called dam besulin, and when the aver hazachar penetrates, and it breaks the hymenal opening, the area, is blood. That blood, we're not going to discuss the neither aspect of it, the whole sukkah of Gemara over here, which we're not going to go into, says the other way around. That is a tzad lahokel. We may spoke about this one at the rush, if you recall. It's called dam maka, and dam maka is not called dam nida. That's the din. If you remember, we spoke about the korban asana, another rush. That was the mishnah rishona, and that's what the whole sugi here, which we're not going to go into. And above is mishnah rishona, and the mishnah achrona said to the opposite that dam besulim is given a halachic status as dam nida, even though it's really Chazal knows it's not dam nida, it's really dam maka, etc. So a maka means a wound. So the first beer could easily cause a wound. It happened all the time. So it's very important that people should be aware that many women today have no dam, and it's, no one should consider them chas v'shalom to be lacking in virtue. So there's no dam. In the old days, the parts were sasimla. So the famous sheet would have been an indicator that the woman was virtuous. It was a sign of chastity. And if it came out empty, it was tzaros. Today, it's no longer true. Many, many women, when they get married, no longer have dam. And for a whole variety of reasons, the Gemara talks about some of the reasons. So just here in the first paragraph of Ksubas, even in the third paragraph of Ksubas, which I guess we're supposed to officially be learning this month, this year, the whole discussion over here, which talks about when there is a Tanas Domin, for example, the Aflam and Vavam and Aleph, talks about a Bulgaris, a woman who's over 12 and a half years old. So the Gemara says, Tor and Tanas Domin, the different girsos over there. And according to some girsos, once the girl turns a certain age, they can't say she had no dam, means she's a bool. The dam just sort of disappears. Today, there's also many activities which they didn't do all the time in the olden years, which could cause what we learned about a while ago called Mukas Eitz, or the equivalent. Some say horseback riding, could please allude to. There's some mothers who won't let the daughters go horseback riding for that reason. And things of this nature. Okay. It's just important that we should realize that that's the reality. And that may affect Hilchot Shabbos too. Because if he's assuming she's a psula, is going to be dam, that's one thing. But if he doesn't know it's going to be dam, even though she is a psula, but she's now 21 years old, and many 21-year-olds don't have any chabura upon the first year, that can impact on halacha as well. As we shall see as we go through the rules and regulations of Hilchot Shabbos. Let's go on. So, on a simple level, there should soon be a problem of Chabura. The Gemara introduced a very interesting concept. I wonder how you understood the concept. Dam mifkut pakid o chibure michba. What is that all? Rashi. Mifkut pakid o pikado konus viome ve'eno nidla abdofne harechem diosi tiyoso haidei Chabura. What does that mean? What are the words mean? what the medical meaning of this is, what this tzad means. What's chibur and mechver? Dam besulim ayotze de chaburo hubo shadofen misparek mechavero. It is considered to be a chabur. Whatever these things mean, Tarsus talks about a little bit, on a simple level, we would have said, left our own devices, that it certainly is considered to be a chabura. I guess what the Gemara called michber chavir. But the Gemara is not sure as a chakir or a shayla. Tim tzalomar, da mifkat pokid. So then it's no problem, right? So the dam utzarach v'shari, because that dam is not considered to be a chabura, it's somehow considered to be freestanding. Right? On the side, they want to take out the word Bishari. Oh, Dilma, the Pesach Utsarev, the Yasser. Oh, a whole new story now. Rashi. If you slow it, Mithka Poke, the Eilam Shem Chabura, Kavana Samotzia, O Lemai. The Dam Utsarev, the Miskav Notzia, the Shari, the Mithka Poke. Oh, Dilma, the Pesach Miskave, the Reu Kibinyan, the Yasser. Oh, a whole new story now. It makes a new opening. He's your bona. I was a bona begufa adam. Yes. Later on, the Gemara talks in the central Shabbos. Even as a tailor, it could be binyan begufa adam. So here too, perhaps it's binyan begufa adam. So far, so good. We're just going through the fundamentals, the basics. Here, Tim Salom, I'll the Damu Tzorich. Damu Tzorich should be so far okay. I'll the Pesach. Who Pesach me melo kosi. Rashi. Fifteen Salama Ladamu Miskave. Rashi changed with him. Sorry to Miskave. Ulo the Pesach. Umiu al Korcha Pischa Bemela Abi. Says the Gemara Shiloh. Halacha of Shimon. Yom Adav Shein Miskave in Mutter. Which is the fundamental question we've discussed in great length. Halacha of Yehuda. Yom Adav Shein Miskave in Osur. Rashi. What's that mean, psikreshe? What are the words of psikreshe lo yomosu? What that means is, you cut off the head of a chicken, pashup shah, and you want the head as something for your kids to play with, and much to your chagrin, well, the animal, the chicken dies when you cut off his head. So double shade of miskaven, you didn't want to kill the chicken. All you want them is his head. Ah, that's ridiculous. That's going to be prohibited. This is what Rashi is already telling us. Don't jump at the Gemara. On the Avodah Beis, the Gemara is going to ask this question. Meshanina, Yesh Bekiyin Vahatoya, V'ein Dam Yotze. Some, when they have the beer, some or other, they're going to want some kind of an angle, and the Dam won't go out. The Af. Rashi continues, V'ein Pesach Niftach. So there's neither an Avera of Chabura or of Bonin. Hilchach, Lav Sigreshe V'lo Yavasu. So if it happened, it happened. It didn't happen. He does not show it's going to happen. That's a classical case of Dava Shein Miskavi, which means he's doing a particular action. The action is the act of Bia. Will the Bia result neither a Chabura or a Binyan? This he doesn't know. So it's we'll just draw now 50-50. Maybe yes, maybe no. That's called the Dava Shein Miskave, which is, as we know, is a machlokas, famous machlokas between whom and whom? Between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Gemara Shaila now. Follow Rabbi Shimon, or like we follow Rabbi Yehuda. V'yem tinsalom alach Rabbi Yehuda. That's bad news, right? Bad news. No, it's still a possibility. What's that? Watch this. Mekalkul Wetzel HaPesach or Metachin Wetzel HaPesach? How do we view this new opening in the woman as a result of the first beer? Is that considered to be a plus or a minus? Rashi. So Mislalach Rabbi Yehuda Akati Ikal and Boy the Kaimelon and Shabbos HaPkuvah Kiyoma Rabbi Yehuda Metachin Abba Mekalkul Eino Malacha. We know that Mekalkul is Potter. Yesh lishol al pesach zeh im tikun hu etzla o kilkul hu etzla. Why should we consider it a kilkul? Shabisula Chashuva Menabula. So she's, to give the expression, her status has quote unquote gone down. You know, I'm using the quote. The saddest thing in the world is an old maid. Now she's still a psula at age 80. That's not what life is all about. But at the end of the day, she's 20 and she gets married. Yesterday she was a psula, now she's a behula. So quote unquote, it might be considered to be in the category of less chashivus now that she's a behula, not a psula. Let's go on. Okay? That's the shaila. That's the shaila. So that's where the Gemara ends. The first day is the Ibalu. That's where it ends. Rashi is a different yirsa, which we're not going to go into right now. Igadiyam. V'yim timtzalo ma'adam chaburi michbar. Before, we said intzalo based on dam michbar pocket. That was the original shayla. Now let's look at the other branch. That's it, dam chiburi michbar. So now we're starting off more chomer. L'damu tzarech ve'osur. Before it said l'damu tzarech v'shari, or even after the word v'shari, if it meant v'shari, odilma, l'hanos atzmo tzarech v'shari. You're interested in dam. Wants to enact a beer. Rashi. Second, please. There is no Rashi yet. Sorry. V'im tintalom alahanos atzma utzark. It's v'dam mimela kasi. Very important word. Three important words. Fourth and same. Now it says, Rashi. Hu eina miskave lo tzio. Avalu yotze v'nimtis chabur nasit shalom b'kavona. Oh, tava shena miskave. Halach rab Yehuda, halach rab Shimon. V'im timtaloma halacha Rabbi Yehuda. That's the chumrah, right? Rashi. Look, Rabbi Yehuda b'davar shen miskaven v'shev v'takanu v'yosur. For the 50-50 chance. Halach Rabbi Shimon b'davar shen miskaven v'tav v'im timtaloma Rabbi Yehuda. That's the chumrah, right? V'kalim b'chabura o v'takin b'chabura. Before we had a question, v'kakalet l'pesach o v'takin. Now, Makaka Bechaburo, or Mataka Bechaburo? Rashi, Lach Rabbi Yehuda, Kilkalu, Umutter, Otikanu, Ve, Otsa. Says the Gemara in the last two lines of Ham and Base. Give Tintel Omar, Makaka Bechaburo, the Makaka Lach Rabbi Yehuda, or Lach Rabbi Shimon, Rashi. Amazing. Throughout Shabbos, Rabbi Osai, we always have seen Rabbi Yehuda is always a makor, Rabbi Shimon is always a maker. Let's see that throughout. Here, the tables are turned. The Gemara says that the Kaga b'chabura, according to Rabbi Shimon Yechayv, according to Rabbi Yehuda Yepater. Wow. Look, Rabbi Yehuda b'mekalka l'mutter. The Chiyom Rabbi Yehuda, Dabar Shem b'skav and Osim b'metaken, Abba b'mekalka el lo amar. Olok Rav Shimon, top above the Aleph, to Mekaka Bechabur Chayev, came in the Tim Tzalom, Olok Rav Yudah, Vedava Shem Miskav in the Osir. And yet, Olok Rav Shimon, the Mekaka Bechabur Chayev, is going to be tremendously chomer if you hold that way. So what's the bottom line? Rav Ami, Rav Bishari, Vishmul Osir, Rav Domi, Rav Osir, Shmul Shari. He won the Iman of Bissimon of Elam Mekinat and Mekatsu. Okay, that's ended up. Everyone seems to be making his own way. Fine. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Osai, like this. Omer Rav Simi Barachiske, Mishmei the Rav, Haimis Suchrayah, there's another gear of Misuvrayah inside, and the other gear of a famous gear of Tosh, that is Misuchraisa. There are three different gear of what that word means. We'll speak, see later what the words mean. Dina Zaisa. Rashi. Misuchraya Dina Zaisa, says Rashi. Stimas Nekev Gigis. Shemotzia Na Sheikho Derech HaNekev. Visos Menos Ove Belai Begodim. It took rags and it would stuff up the hole in the barrel, which had beer in it. So the Gemara says, Osa Lahotka B'yomotova. Rashi, Osa Lahotka Mishum Schita. Mishum Schita, Rabbi Osai. So apparently, we are machmer in the Charlotte. No, but who else Rabbi Shimon Shimon wrote it? There, we ask the Kash, how can Rabbi Matar, I Rabbi asks this? No, even Shimon agrees. Why? Famous words, famous, famous words. Dabai v'rov adam et avayu moda rabbi shimu v'psik reishe v'lo yomus. Whoa, this is a shot heard around the world. Psik reishe v'lo yomus, we mentioned a little before. Cut off the head of the bird, I don't want the bird to die. So you want to exempt yourself because dabai shenu v'skamen. You're being ridiculous. Dabai shenu v'skamen, 50% it'll happen, 50% it won't happen. Here it's 100%. That's called the famous is known as psik reisha. So Rashi adds it quickly. Modem Shimon Avokane Shubakir Batoya Kidla Kamon. Our case says Rashi Kotna is not a case of psik reisha. So therefore we have a right to be more lenient. So the Gemara says as follows. Amar Abchir Barashi Amar Rav Halakha Rabbi Yehuda Rav Chanan Amar Rabbi Amar Shmuel Halakha Rabbi Shimon. Abchir Baraba and Masnila Velo Gavri, Rabba Malach Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel Alach Rabbi Shimon. Dolam Rav Rabbi Yehuda Svirelei. Lahach Lishna Dem Adam Mifkat Poki. Mikalkel who waits ala Pesach. Lach Lishna Dem Adam Chibur and Mechmer. Mikalkel the Chaburahu. So therefore it's going to be permissible not the Dem Hashem is Gavin, but rather because of Mikalkel Rashi. Achlish Adam Mifkat Pogli Shemishan Pesach Hu Kagel Etzal Pesach Mikalkel Mode Rabbi Yehuda Kagel Bechaburu Rav Sava Lek Rabbi Yehuda the Apen Mikalkel Bechaburu the Kula the Pata Bar Rabbi Yehuda. Sure. Ad Kan part one of the sugya. Any questions before we go on? This Poshim Shah. Have we got it straight? Poshim. Good. Places. This is the first, the first line of the Mamma comes. The very first line. Mao livo betchila b'shaps. I was just before we go into longest, you have to know the text. Text. Ah, falgav the tikva shete besula nisus vervi. So what's going on? What's taking so long? So the Rashi, Agma didn't know about that bright. Inami, Yadala, another suggestion. That's what Rashi said also, we need to read it from Rashi. Inami, Shmilu, Bibole, Halach, Eleyam. The Torah's quotes from Rashi as well. Hilchosa, the Eagle of Mema, go ahead, Hilchosa. Eagle of Mema, the Pligi Bar, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shimon, and maybe Rabbi Yudah, it's Machlovis, I'll be passing in that. We are called the Nirat, Lo Yoda, Brysa. The Chayshin and Shema Yishlat Ben Of, which we didn't discuss about before. Fine, right. Dam Mifkat Poker, the Chibur and Mechazam Tayyus, the Tamad, the Chabur Elo Pirish Rashi. I'm also saying Chabur is not one of the big 39. It's not one of the 39. Anyone memorize the 39 when you were a kid? No one knows it's still about? Okay. It's not one of them. So it has to fit into some group. What is it? Lo Kipirish Rashi, the Pirish Perkshim on the Shorts from Shabbos Kub Zayin. The Chai of Mishim Tzoveya. When someone bleeds, it turns everything red. Gabe Ches Shuatz and the Tana Hosn and the Tzura Adam. Avo Pish Lo Yotzo. So therefore you see it didn't color anything. It's under the skin. The still be nicer of Abura. Kasha the Reed, the Bella Travis, which might have the Rea Tanya, which are Scots and Ramosim, at your Yates and Dam. Hash the Hossa might of Eika, Holes to Or, Holam might see Eika, Bahakabura. Doesn't sound like it's a question of Tovea. Kegabi Kabura, the Mila, the Shayak Svea, another's being colored. And the Gemara, and the Sept of Shabbos, Kuflam and Gimel, it's on the Maramakomas, talks about the possibility of Chabura when it comes to Bris Mila. But oh, the Akkorach of the Shmuel, the Gatam Achmina, the repair clog on the Shabbos Ayin Hay, come on, Shoich and Lomachai Vishim Tzoveya, Eli Vishim, the Tiras Neshama. Oh, Alma, or some say Zuri, Elo, Tam of the Chabura Havi, Shim the Tiras Neshama, Kid the Ka'oma Shmuel Osam. Shabbos Ayin Hay, I'm just going to go more yet. Which one of the 39 is the Tzilas Neshama? Who knows? Who knows the Mishnah about Pe? Ashochek, very good. Ashochek is the Tzilas Neshama. Excellent. Fine. The Rav, the Yom HaMishim Tzoveh means Af Mishim Tzoveh. Now, good. So we took care of that. Rashi is not correct. The Tzilas Neshama. What's the Tzilas Neshama? Stop closing. Would the Tzilas Neshama aim the forage the Tama Mishim HaKchosha? Shemach Lisho, Vinotel Tzas Nishmoso, Rabosai. Expression elsewhere in Tosis. Based on the Gemara elsewhere. Mali Kotla Kula, Mali Kotla Palga. Take away all his blood, chop over his head, all the blood comes flowing out. He's dead. You take out a little drop of blood, see if it's a Miktas, a little bit. You've killed him a little bit, you've weakened him. Can't be. The hacha ain't tzarach lechalisha sa'isha. We're not trying to make the woman weak. And the first bia is not just trying to make her weak. So therefore, if the whole idea of the tzilas neshama is to make the person weak, wouldn't apply it. Would be you. Isura the ka'ama hacha, he kalaveva the habi with the rabbana. Oh, from our sugar's perspective, maybe these are the rights of the tzilas neshama would only make the person, or animal for that matter, weak, dead. But there is an Issa Midrabanan, even in the absence of that criterion, that's how it's Suga Bedam Sula, that would work for Avdama, but not for Shas. Won't work. Why? Abel Gabi Mila Mashva Dik Issa Midoraisa, but also Azdam, Amin and Perk, Rebbe Lezer, the Mila, Shem Kuflam Gil and Shabbos, Hai Umna, a Moil, the Lo Maitha, the Nu Metzitza, not the Metzitza Mepeh, Metzitza, Sakantahu, it's dangerous. Not to do matzitza. Then they say the opposite. Huh? It is dangerous not to do matzitza. The Gemara said, "What are you doing with this guy? You know what you're doing? You're firing. You're firing. You can't. He's endangering the lives of little children. We firing." So the Gemara to Tarsus goes on and says, "Pshita midukam machal and Shabbos alei. Obviously, machal Shabbos to do matzitza." Obviously, Mitzitza must be dangerous, otherwise it would be a head of Chil Shabbos. Move the table, Dam Mifkat Poki, Komash Malon, the Chibure Michbar. Ad Kan, the Gemara and Shabbos Kuflamakim. Says Tosis. Ve have a Mishum Hachlosha. If the reason you're making the person weak, Leko Chil Shabbos. Why? Tavi Malocha Shenetzuchel Gufa. Then tzorich lahach lishatino. Post is the same. No intention of weakening the baby. And there we're talking about Yisrim Doraisa, not the Rabbana. We're talking about Doraisa over here. All right, it has to be a shout of Doraisa. No. So what's going on? See, it's not Achlosha. So as dam chashiva netilas neshama, ki adam hu hanefesh. Where does it say that pasuk? Adam hu hanefesh. Sorry, the question of a pasuk. It says the dvorim. Ashtevayikra also. Dama Nefesh means that the blood represents life. Life. Life, a live being, is someone whose blood circulation. The definition of life. Ukshenotel mitzaso, notel mitzas neshama. You take away a little blood, the person survives, but you take away a little bit of the neshama. And therefore it's considered to be netilas neshama, literally. Netilas notel mitzas neshama. You have a literal translation. The expression netilas neshama is found in Shas, and they take it very literally. They're taking away the soul. So you can take away the entire soul by killing the person on the spot. You take away part of the soul by taking away some of the blood. Rabbo, say one with me. Atkan Rabbi Natan. Kosher Levi. Yamina Reper Klal Godol Gabi Atzod Chilozon Vahapotso. Frank the Gemara will Lechayev Nami Mishim Natilas Neshama. Wasn't my answer, Mishani. Miss Aseku Eitzel Natilas Neshama. Why? The Cholkama the Ispe Neshama Tve Nichole. The color is better. You want the Chilazon, whatever that means, Urex, as they say, needs to claim. Not for now. So that you want it to be alive, because the longer it's alive, the better the color that comes out is. Ulefizeh. Afilu hu chai gomer, hareish kan netilas neshama. Who cares? You want it to remain alive longer. The minute you took out some of the blood, is netilas neshama. So what's the Gemara saying? Why should you be chai mishum netilas neshama? Oh, Rabbi Natan, amazing. Kidam chilazon shetzolim bo, hu mifkad pokid, like its own little pocket. Also, wow. Val Sharadom, Shemachuber, the rest of the blood is part of the circulatory system. Choshev le misasek. Another key word. Who wants to translate the word misasek? You know, I just came from a shiva. Misaskim. You see, misaskim. It's a new chesed organization. It's not new anymore. Misaskim. What do you mean misasek? What does misasek mean? It means that you're part of a chevek kedisha. That's what it means. What do you mean misasik? Who knows? Misasik is a term of art. We have to get the glossary of terms straight, Rabbi Osai, in Hilchot Shabbos and beyond. Misasik, Rabbi Osai, literally means he is busy. This lashon is spoiled. He is busy doing. What means doing? What misasik means, I'm doing A, which is innocuous, and I have no clue about B, which may be problematic. I'm not even thinking about it. I don't even know about it. Nothing to do with it. So the remainder of the dam is called a misasek. It's nothing to do with that. He just wants a little pouch to get the dye out to make his tittus blue, or whatever he wants to do. Also for another discussion. Okay? So. The rest of the blood doesn't concern him at all. It's considered to be like a misasek. Now, the question, misasek is a very loaded term. What does misasek, generally speaking, mean? I'm unaware. Ignorance is bliss. I'm blissfully unaware of any additional consequences or any what I'm doing. Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. Or at the moment I did it, I wasn't thinking of anything else. I had no idea. Different kinds of misasik, as we shall see going forward. So it's saying over here, interesting line. On the remainder of the dam, which is mechuber, he's called a misasik. Why is he a misasik? Isn't he aware of the fact that by the potso of the chilazim, you remove that pouch, which has that special dye, that is other blood going to come out as well? He doesn't get that, maybe not. He's small minded. He thinks, oh, they got that small little pouch of the dye that he needs. And the rest will remain intact. Misasek, you know, doesn't know any better. Sounds ignorant to me, but, you know, a lot of ignorance in the world. That's a possibility. That's Tosis says. Any questions? I'm just going through it tomorrow with the Tosis, because that's the before you get the lamdas and the analysis, you have to know the text. Right. The damu tzarek v'shari v'yim tomar hupsik reishul in Pesach. Rashi's question. Tzarek lomar sheyachol lahotzi adam b'loas yitz Pesach. Period. Why do you need the blood? Pirish of Enitam, amazing chap. Shetzarek lahotzi adam shelo yislach lech pam acheres kishiyivol. The person has beer and chalas a besula. So after the beer is over, he has his blood on him. He has blood on him, and his blood on her, blood on sheep, blood out of blood. Could be not a little blood, but some blood. He doesn't want to have this blood every time he's with his wife, should be blood. Ah. So he wants to make sure that the blood is gone, so there shouldn't be any blood the second time. That's how Rabbi Natan understands the double tzarek. Upeirusha le kamon, the kama dam chiburi mechber, I le dam hu tzarech oser, af al gav da havia malocha she eino tzricha le gufa. Whoa, another phrase. How many phrases have we had so far? Rabbi said, give me a glass for yourself. What do we have? We had double shenim eskai. We had psik reisha. We had miss asik. What do we have now? What's this new term? Hello, what is it? Malacha Shenem Shikha Lagufa. Wow, what's that all about? What does that mean? That's another independent machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Once again, Rabbi Shimon says it's Mutter, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's awesome. Halacha Lamaisa, almost all Rishon and Pasnik Rabbi Shimon here as well. Not only Dabba Shenem Eskavin, but also from the exception, the famous exception of the, who knows, the Rambam on the Makoros. Perk Alvin of the Shabbos, Rambam passes like a Yehuda, Malach Hashem and Tzvich Leguf is Chayim. Against, come on everybody, that we know about. Okay? Let's go back there in Tosis. So it's also, even if it's Malach Hashem and Tzvich Leguf, what does that mean? You need the blood to come out so you shouldn't get dirty a second time. You don't need the blood. You don't need the goof of malach, the blood itself. You don't need this blood. As far as you're concerned, the blood should go straight into the garbage. You don't need the blood. Yeah, so Tosis points out. Says Tosis like this. And Malacha Shen is Shriach Lagufa Sharia B'Makom Sara. What do you say that? Gabe Mapis Mursa. That's what I should say. The word Mapis is missing. I'm sorry. Mapis Mursa. What's the case over there in the Sechta Shabbos of Mapis Mursa? Where is that found? That's Kup Zayin and Manal of the Sechta Shabbos. There's a certain kind of a pimple. Put a pin in, and the pus comes out, it's said to be healthy. So in that context, now Shabbos have Kuf Zayin and Manalev, it says that it's a Malacha Shem Tzrich Leguva, and it's Mutta B'Malkom Tzar. We'll see later, the one of us had Tzar, but that's what those systems. Hocho, Gabi Mitzvah Asur. You can't always compare a Tzar to a Mitzvah. Some of the modest things for Tzar, and then we're not about there for a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, bilus mitzvah. Ule kamon. Tosus is now referring to what they're going to say on the Avama Beis. Neforish for the poruch mimapis mursa l'peirusho. Quote the benetam. But the reba forish udamu tzarech she tzarech liros l'mipsula. Oh. Not they should get dirty the second time. He wants to see the first time, is she in fact a Pesula? There'll be blood that she knows for a fact she's a Pesula. In the old days, if there wasn't, there was a sign of that. Today, it doesn't move much. It's totally different. Atkan. The words of Tosis. Any questions? Next Tosis. Im tinsalom, alok Rabbi Yehuda mekakul etzel ha-pesel v'shari. Pirish. Rabbi Yehuda isle mekakul v'chabura potter. Afal gav, the potter avalos. Okay. A whole new literature. Both say, who saw the Shita Bukubetzis yet? Not yet. I asked you to see a whole bunch of paragraphs of Shita Bukubetzis. I recommend that you get your hands on the Shita Bukubetzis one way or the other. There are plenty of them floating around. And we have a screen, but I like to, if you have a hard print, it's always easier. But that's you see, there's a whole block of the course, which I started with Shita Bukubetzis. I wanted to start with what's in Ksumas. Everything else is beyond Ksumas. That's the way it is. It's all the Rishonim in terms of the standard ones they're printed are Mesechta Shabbos and other Mesechtas. But the Shita Bukubetzis, it goes to town. He had pages after pages. When I gave you the Maramah Komas, there are many different versions of Shita Bukubetzis with different Dibra Maskas. So I had one version in my house. I just checked what I got here today with the most of the Rav Kook version. It's pretty good. But there are different paragraphs. You look carefully, you should be able to find everything here. There are a lot of footnotes. Whoa. Very long footnotes in the most of the Rav Kook Shita Bukubetzis, which are worthwhile looking at if you want to get a greater depth of the study. We'll discuss some of these footnotes as we go as well. Okay, so far we're going slowly. Now, it's Potter Abalasser. Everyone knows what that concept means in Shabbos? Potter Midorais, Asser Midorabonim. And we're talking about, hey, Mao Livel Midchila B'Shabbos, because I asked the rabbi, am I in the over in the Darais of the Rabbonim? He wants a Mutter Abalasser. Come on, guys. What's the point? You know why? Shadika Tak. Oh boy. Number one, Makaka. Even the Chabur, it's called Makaka. And number two, Dover She'ena Miskave. So what does that mean? So you have a combination of those, right? Of Makalkel and Dover She'ena Miskave. It's mutter! Wow, this is an amazing chiddush. Just because you have two drabonis means it's mutter? Who said so? Who said it's Who said it's true? Now the next question, of course, becomes: what do you mean, tarti? Dover She'ena Miskave. But Dover She'ena Miskave. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Osler. So what does it gain? What does it increase? What does it increase? If Darish and Miskavin, in fact, is Osler, what does it add to the equation? It's true, Mekata Bechabura is Potter Avalosser. I'll answer you the following Shaila. Darish and Miskavin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it says it's Osler. Osler what? Osler Medrabanan? Or Asr Midaraisa?
Well, no, that's a good answer. You know what the problem is? I don't know if that's a... I mean, I know already.
He knew not to say anything because it's a machloikas. We'll see soon what kind of machloikas it is and what circumstances. You got it right. You did it. It's very good. Baruch Shekivata. You got to get the right thing. You know to answer the questions. Okay, let's go back. If it's the Rabbanon, then we can make some head to tail the Tosis. The Mekakel is Potter. Dover She'ena Miskavin is Potter. So double the Rabbanon can become Potter in certain cases. Although even that's not the sheep of the Betzes is marred forever on all these kinds of questions. I can only see some of what he has to say. If you want to look a little bit more, be my guest. But I try to make it some little, chop some pieces off. The Kosher. The Begreira Osir Rabbi Yehuda Afagavdi Katarte Beinus Gaben Uvakalkal Nami Hafti Gaminim Per Kamad Chagiga The Muki Hafti Chofer Guma Bein Tzarech El Afra The Potter Afilu Rabbi Yehuda The Mechayim Loch Hashem Esvich Legufa Vatama The Potter Mishum The Mekalkal Havi. So if you drag a bench, which is one of the cases of the Machlokas Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda, you drag a bench along the ground. That's Shabbos Av Chof Tes. One of the fundamental issues where they argue, Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda. It's a mekalkel. And Alpha Pikain, Rabosai, Yudasin. Even though it's both a mekalkel and a dava she'ena miskavet. So what do you tell me it's what we're talking about? It's against the Mefurish Gemara. With Perek Yom to the Beitzach of Gimel. Also, Rabbi Yehuda Kirud, Afal Gav the Ein Miskaven, who Mekalkel. There's some kind of scratch of the animal's body. Yishlom. Oh, Hashem, it's very much a Nigel Ami Mitzvah. Oh, it's a double the Rabbanon plus Mitzvah. Then it's again, Ein Miskaven and Mekalkel and Mitzvah, three considerations, makes the book. Inami. Shalom b'makom etzunami, hecha dikatar teisharu. Ave gabi charitz, yesh lahamakon she'ena mekaka legamre. Ale metakin tzas, demashvi gumos mitzad echon. Maybe if you drag the bench along the ground, they need a dishtir, consider to be metakin, a little bit remote. Gabi kirud b'nami b'meshem motzi dam, mekel abeheim of tzas, modam akosa. They both say, let it blow. Sounds very, very primitive to us. What? Medicinal, it's healthy to let blood? What is it? A blood thinner. Had they thin blood in the old days, they didn't have coumadin. They let blood. So it's still even 2015 medicine. I'm not recommending you let blood. I mean, they had blood letters, you see, all the reading the history, until modern times. Yes, sir.
People do it for certain cases.
Still?
Yeah.
Come on.
People who are prone to blood clots, but are also anemic, can't have coumadin. So they got blood every couple weeks.
Look at this! See what's going on? I borrowed Kivadi the coumadin. But if they can't take coumadin, they mamish let blood. 2015.
Very
wow.
Rare.
Huh?
It's very rare.
Okay, but the principle is the same. They just have a substitute known as coumadin. But that's the same. Can't say you take blood out, so the blood is definitely thinner. That's why I tell everybody, they keep calling the Red Cross, we need blood. You should get blood for many reasons. Number one, the kuach nefesh. It's not for mishalanim. First of all, it's always mishalanim, because the more blood there is in the system, there's always going to be more blood for Chol Yisraeli. And then it's a Kiddush Hashem, even if it's not Shalom, and it's not going to really hurt you. And it can even be good for your health. Now, not any OMD, I'm not taking Christ for that last part. But it could be even healthier for you. Think about it. Vaita, Rabosai. Imtim Saloma. It's a stasis. Halok Rabbi Yehuda, Mekaka, Bechaburu, Bechule. Mashal. The halacha of Shimon, Shari, Afilu hu metakein, came and then the miskaven. Avada, Rabbi Shimon's matir, the Rabbi Shimon's miskaven. Pshita, kosher. The b'shili perek suffik achal krisis yutes. It's a complicated sugya. If you saw the sugya, a little complicated. Omar le Rabbi Shimon, holu mekalkel bechabur achayev. This is a tremendous chiddush of Rabbi Shimon. He's backless than what he usually says. Miss Asay Nami Chayov. They put the two together in Chabur. Fret Tosfos. Umay Shna, the Ein Miskaven Poter Rabbi Shimon Bechabura, Tfeg Mi Miss Asay. Our Gemara seems to say, Tolak Rabbi Shimon is no problem. That Dovash Ein Miskaven is Musa even by. By Chabura, why is it more powerful than what? Than the Kaat and the Misasim, which are Osir, when it comes to the Chabura? Terrence should be obvious, so everyone knows the Sugis, but it's a fundamental line now in Tosis, which not everybody seems to agree with, although it sounds to us so intuitive. The Eshlama. The Misasim, Shemiskavin, the Malacha. What does that mean? There's a toast which we'll get to later on. Shabbos. There's two kinds of misasek. One kind of misasek is miskaven le malacha lo mifte b'shabes ale mishum de ein zeh melechas machshabes. Look at this now. Um shemachi chayav Rabbi Shimon besate bechabur mekaka bechabur the mechayav Rabbi Shimon af agav dein de melechas machshabes. Mekaka is derived from melechas machshabes. And if any other tour which is rooted in Melechas Machsheves does not apply to Kabur. Why not? Many reasons. At a simple level, one might learn, I don't know if I've talked to go into the Sugya Shabbos Kuvav, very critical and fundamental Sugya, something to learn. Every Kabur is destructive. So therefore, even in how should we say it? A chabur which has some positive reason is still destructive. So if it's chayiv anyway, despite the fact it's destructive, so destructive chabur is chayiv no matter what. Why? Apparently, the tura of melechas machsheves does not apply to the melech of chabura. No, that explains why mesasik would also be chayiv for the very same reason. Here's the most critical lines we've had so far today. 1 second. For example, Kagon. Gabi Kalayin. The mochin ksus, mochin kedakon, uvash lo yiskavin. The Mishnah Kilayin, the parent test. Utanami ganozer chovu mefaspeis, which is the case in manozer membezik. The nozer is combing the hair. Therefore, if the chabura nami shari, even though this the term of lechas nachshavus do not apply to chabura, ain't a miskavin. Rabbi Osai, it's not a shabbos dikaptur. It applies to kilayin. It applies to Nazir, not to Shabbos. This is such a fundamental tosis on both sides. Tosis distinguishes between what we'll call Shabbos the Kapturin. And he seems to say they all derive from which two words in the Torah, which two? Levitz Machshavos. What does that encompass? Mekalkel. And some kinds of Misaseh. And we'll see later, possibly, although not certainly, Melach Hashem Etzricha L'Gufa. That's a major question whether that's a separate tour or drive from Levitz Machshavos. In any event, it's a Shabbos Dikur tour. That applies beyond Shabbos. With Ein Miskaven, it applies to Kol Yisurei Torah. But therefore, it applies to Chabura too. I suppose it's such a fundamental tosis. What's your question?
What about Shin?
Very good. Oh, what a critical, critical question. Kilach Hayad. Have you had it yet in our sugya? Not yet. We had it before Pesach. Those who remember from before Pesach, we saw the sukkah Shaloka Derech, here's Shaloka Derech Hano. We had a Ran of Psachim, if you recall, who said that Shaloka Derech is more kal than the Derabonik Derech. And if you remember, I told you at the time, it reminds you of the Ran in Shabbos, which is exactly the same thing. So that's a fourth tour, Shaloka Derech. And I have a very serious shout out to Eskichai. Will the ptur of Shalok and Derech apply to Chabura? What are we saying over here? Ein Miskaven does apply to Chabura. But if assuming the man the Yomar, it's a question of the past in the Sharon, the man the Yomar, the Pekadah of Chabura is Chayiv, and this Asik of Chabura is Chayiv, the kind that's drawn from Lechaz Machsheves, one should be tempted to say that Kalachi Ad Chabura is also Chayiv. Comes up all the time, Rosa. Who could give me an example? Halacha l'maisa mamash. We mentioned the Shabbos a little bit. There are diabetics that have to do pinpricks to measure the insulin level of the blood. Right? So I tell them, do it machinery. In other words, you ever see these machines? They should go like this, and it takes a little something out of the finger. Puts on a kind of a computer chip or something like that. Here you go, there's the number 100 and something or whatever the number happens to be. I tell them on Shabbos, go like this. Go like this, no problem. Am I accomplishing anything? If Kalach HaYad knocks it down to a Drabbanon, I certainly accomplished. Because the Tilas the Shama, hey, you need the blood. The Dabul Sarach to measure the sugar in it. But sure, someone here, you only the blood, only the sugar. That's a pretty little revolt, if you ask me. Yes, Carmen? I don't think so. I think this is a blood which is potentially part of the Dabul and Efesh. If enough blood comes out of the finger, of course, the blood bleed to death too. Rabosai, this is halacha l'maisa mamash. It was a little nice. Well, should they bother doing it backwards? You don't have to lose. You don't have to lose by doing it backwards. I mean, it's not hard. You just bang it backwards in the back of your hand. This Rabosai has a shahl I had with Rabbi Zilberstein, Shalita, of Yashim Sadalo, right? All those major works of Rafu. He has these, so many. He just came out with how many volumes? Five volumes of Rafu. Just one topic. I think he wrote it himself. I think it's Talmidim wrote what I'm saying. He gave Shir Medagos all over the place. So he and I had a disagreement about diabetics on Yom Kippur. He said, no diabetics should fast. And my endocrinologist, my shul, said, that's too. They want to fast, and many of them are able to fast. Turns out, in some cases, in order to be able to fast, there may be a need to have an additional pinprick to see what the blood sugar level is. In other words, if you would eat, you would need it, this extra blood, and if you wouldn't, if you're not eating, there may be an extra pinprick to get that more blood. So now as a shiloh, what's better? Is it better to fast and have an additional pinprick? Or is it better to eat and to save that extra pinprick? That's I wrote him a whole letter. Because he asked me, and I saw him, I was trying to convince him that he should stop, get off that position. I don't think I succeeded. Write me a letter. So I wrote him a long letter, which I printed in my sefer. It's printed on the sefer on the kippur, sefer on Moed. Still waiting for the answer. I don't know. I have to look at his five volumes. Maybe he addresses the question. I don't think he wrote a letter to me, but he tries to know my address. The person who this happened to other situations where I've been at, someone, I wrote a long shoe about it. I didn't get it to him. The whole halachic world was open up. I have to look credit for it. A long tshuva about Kedushik Tana, that whole scandal of some years back. He wrote a long tshuva, and no one was lying in his drawer. So I called him, and he said, yeah, I had to get the tshuva, but the whole world got it. Agree, disagree, nothing. So here also, maybe it's lying in his drawer, I don't even know. I have to, whatever. So I wanted to suggest at least a possibility that the pinprick is better because you can do a kalach hayad. A kalach hayad, even with chabura, might be a derabon as opposed to eating, which presumably be a doraisa. Let's eat kalach hayad too. And that's a shloka der achila. That doesn't may not be too healthy. Yes.
Isn't the mice the way the machine pricks you, not the way you use the machine? Meaning, that attach the finger, the press of the button.
I don't think so. If I understand correctly, I've seen these things work. You go, and the minute you go, something goes down and takes a little blood out. That's
mechanical.
What I've seen. What?
It's mechanical, not electric.
Yeah.
Not
electric. Has anyone ever seen it? So it's mechanical. Go on the internet. 1 second. Maybe they're more advanced since I saw them. When I saw them, it was just like that. Talk about 20 something years ago, a long time ago. And it's been more advanced assistance, which I can't speak to. I've kind of both sides, so we'll maybe look at that safer right now, and we'll come up with that, some of this discussion, which is directly on point to our sugya. Mamish on point. Okay. Now, both sides, the final Tosis, which is the longest Tosis, most famous Tosis, I would say. All those instances, all those are pretty famous. And as we see in the Maramah comments, there are those who seem to disagree with Tosfos and seem to derive Einam Eskavim from Shabbos. Now the question of the comments is, how does the part of the Yisurim learn from Shabbos? Then the obvious question would be, from Einam Eskavim from Shabbos, why not fill in the blank? Ein Tzrichu L'Gufa, Mekalkel, Kalach HaYad, that you know, that's what happened Shabbos too. That's what I was supposed to be my opening point for today's shiur, but since we're going through the chorus first inside, maybe tomorrow's shiur till we get to. Okay. Tomorrow's another day. Hi, Mr. Kuraisa and the Nizaisa, also the whole Kabakula. Pierce for countries, the Khain Rach, Uba Orach, Bakadishna, the Khain the Sayyid and Allah Baroe, also Mishum Schit. Okay. Kosha Menta, the Schit and Mishum Libun, Lo Shaikh, the Shar Mashkin, the Khaldabra Malakha, Hezbollah, Kagon, Yayin, the Sheikha, the Shemen, it's also good Sheikha, Lo Shaikh Libun, the Schit also. And the doctor of Mayim, Rabbo said, you have to launder with water, not with beer. Isn't there a Rashi in Chumash, Parshas Vayechi, talks about the Birchas Yaakov, that they used to wash with wine? No? So since you can't do that, I don't know if something's fishy over here. Maybe white wine, it's red wine. Strange, whatever. We would assume you can only wash with water, you can't wash with wine. Ridiculous. Perbeis the bait stuff you chess on the Kuliame and Pilas a can the first big mark of the damage of Schita. Because it's water. Feel the repair toll and shower school on the test of his time in the Sayana and the Sudrin. Abel Gabi Yahan look at Rina Mishum Schita because it can be no laundry and wine. Or Rachel maybe bait that flam and Nami Koma lift from Sudra Alei below Koma Osi with the Schita of Aina Mishum the Lo Shayach Libun and the Gabi Maim. I shower school from test. Im Haus das Tricha Schemel Khaverta Mevila Besaro Berg was der Schrito und wir schauen jetzt Schrito Besaro Marsch von der Schaya Schrito Beschemel wir gehen per Note als Spurg im Jesu bei Sachisa am Kankhebo und Lame im Kankhebo schon das ist der Schrito Schemel an Iblebo yeah how can I be? Hey, es geht aber bei der Tam habe ich mich schon gefahrig was du habe ich mich Rabbosai, there you need the liquid, like dash. The fire is called dash. But how come we're going to talk about the melon? Why? Kevin Chaniskat Holekli Ibud. Apogada Ipsic Reshe, Rabbosai. It's Holekli Ibud. Even though it's Ipsic Reshe, it's okay. Why is it okay? They don't say it why it's okay. One reason we'll see some of the famous Aruch, we'll get to that in a minute. But even without the Aruch, one can say, Rabbosai, that the whole definition, the definition of Mefarik is taking one item from another when they have been Guf Echon beforehand, as opposed to Bor, where they just one. Many groups to mingle with each other. That's called dash in its original form of threshing. That's called sita in its derivative form, a tolda of dash. But if it goes to the garbage, then you never took one from the other. It just went straight to the garbage. You never took it. No natila. So suggests Tosis. According to many times, it's svei dinim in sita. One, Rabosa, listen carefully. One is libun. It's a laundering process. That's limited to water. And one is mefarik. If you need the liquid which comes out, you do laundry. You do laundry. The water goes into the sewer. You don't need the laundry. I mean, you don't need the water. Dirty water. But if you need the liquid that comes out, that's considered to be in the category of mefarik. I just saw today for the first time about that somebody gave me a package of wipes with hashgacha. It said kosher l'pesach. It said that too. It's the alcohol that's kosher l'pesach. Kosher l'shimus b'shabbos v'yom. is called Sleek. You ever see anybody? Go online. Sleek. I think I'm pretty sure it was Sleek. It was with the word Sleek in it. It was some kind of wipes. I don't think it was only a purely Jewish thing, made only for yeshivish people. I think it was meant for even by Goyim, but they, the Rabbi Bick, or one of the rabbis, I guess, probably from the famous family of Shabbat Bick, so which means a cousin of Rabbi Ezra Bick.
Huh? On Amazon, when I looked up sleep sensation on some baby wipes, it has permissible for Shabbos use.
There? On Amazon?
Yeah.
Does it tell you Rabbi Bick, it says it in small print? I saw it today for the first time. Today, someone gave it to me the first time and wanted to take it to experiment with it to see if it's the water comes out. And he says, it doesn't come out. Again, I argue with Rabbi Bick, but that was my whole argument with Rabbi Usher Weiss. I spoke with that last year at great length. Rabbi Usher Weiss is making the wipes, and I don't understand the heck so far. Unless it's made specially, nothing comes out. If something comes out, in my view, you need that water to wipe yourself. So I thought it was a serious question of maybe even a bosai and a raisa, potentially, of schita, not legal. No. But fire told him the dash. You get a bigger print later, the specs will give it to me. Okay. I mean, I saw the cover for the first, not much, the first time in my life, this morning in chapter, someone gave it to me. I didn't take it from him, I don't want to. I should have. I'll get it back. Why not? Buy my own. See, it's an experiment. Weiter, Rabosai. So far, the first day of the Tosfos is pretty clear. The question of Schita. Two dinners for the corner by the time. One is Malabe, only with water, and one is Mefarek. If you need the liquid. If you need the liquid. Okay? What about our Gemara? Our Gemara, Rabbi Natan says there's no issue of Mefarek. Why? Goes the Ibud. I think psik ratio doesn't matter. I both say, psik ratio means it's one of the Lama Tes Malachas. It's a head of in the Miskavim with a counter issue of psik ratio. The Tos is saying over here, those remember from last year from Shabbos, it's not a din klali, remember that? It's a din prati. That was a mantra the whole year. A din prati means it's a local din within this one of the 39 malabas. You don't need it. It's not considered dash in the first place. Oh, now comes this main part of Tosis. It's not that this was not main, but this is even more main. The pen pirish for oruch, the kop segregation, lo nichole shari. A whole new vart. A whole new vart. Shar means mutter. Mutter. Kish nifla of the Aruch. Not a bit. Tom said. You have a different reason. Applies to all malachas. How many rice did he bring? So you will have to see the Aruch online. And then put the Aruch on the Ma'amah Kamas so you don't have an Aruch. Who has a woman? Who in his home owns an Aruch? Who's ever seen an Aruch on base manager downstairs even once? Oh, Hashem. Okay, so we have it over. So we'll bring it up to Mark and then she can read it. We'll put it online and see it. What's his raya? Post extends raya since welcome to the Alpha base. What's that? Aliba de Rav Shimon. Mizalfin Yayin al Gabe Yoishim. Af al Gab de Psikreshu. De Vada Mechabahu. Kevin de Lonichale. By Kibu Ishar. Who looked on this Gemara? Who looked up the Gemara? Nobody. That's a step. Let's take a few comments on ourselves and see what it says. Rabbi said, if you put it on the screen, at least put the one thing on the screen. See what it says? Watch. Omar Shmuel, a new Gemara. Hamistad of Yayin, maybe Mizalfa al Gabi Yahisha. My time of a crow. The Yayin tackle, and that's the Chatzi in Isha Ramkal Hashem. Frek the Gemara. Vokam Machabi. says Lo Sichta. Last week's parsha, we may still call it that. Today was the sixth of the Shmini Shebishminis. You know what I'm talking about? We read Shmini 8 times this year. Shmini Shebishmini. We read Parshas Tzav, Monday, Thursday, first day Pesach, last day Pesach, that's already 5. Today was 6, Monday, Thursday is 7, and Shabbos is 8. Shmini Shebishmini. It only happened, Chutz starts a year like this when Pesach is on Shabbos. This year, and next year the same thing, but also Shmini. Oh no, it won't be Shmini next year. It's next year's Shana Buberis. It's going to be a different parsha. Completely. But but Shmini Shemeshmini can happen in this kind of a year like this. Right there. So quote last week's parsha Tzav. It said, Lo Sichbe. Kibu Mitzlo Shmekibu. It's not true. Kibu the Mitzvah Shiny. Now, it says like this. I says it's mutter, also mutter. Lo kasha, or Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon. What do you mean, Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon? What Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon? Tosfos quotes Zvachim Tzadi Aleph and Beis that the Gemara says Afal Gav the Pesik Reishu, the Vade Mechabu. Did Gemara say that? No. What did it say for sure? The Orach said for sure. And therefore, the question becomes: how can Rabbi Shimon matter? It must be segregation nichle is mutter. However, Rabbi Osai, there's another famous man. His name is Rashi. Rashi is a very famous man. Came after the Aruch, yes, but not that much. Watch. Horab Yehuda, the Meshabes Kuf Chof Medbei is Davashen Meskaven Osur. Have lo sichpe, afilu belo miskaven, hilka akalele meshvuse, etc. Horab Shimon is a kirashi. Watch. Shmuel kabi Shimon, the keva de miskaven, the chabos ain lo sichpe, raya love lesser than the mega mishwasa, the isha mishim kushad lo sichpe. Aye, Frank Rashi, famous kasha, the orchid the kasha. The imtoma absigration lo yotsu. Gemara answers this kasha. Rashi answers it. Orach answers it. Maybe there's another way out. Well, how did Rashi get out of it? Epsher. The Mazda flavor tipin dakos ma'ol. Hilka. Inami mechaba betipin gasos. Dovashen beskaba. This Rashi is Rashi. Rashi heard around the world. This Rashi is incredible, this Rashi. Rashi said, if I could have done it in a manner which would not involve the psikresha, even though I did it in the manner which does involve segregation, it's still mutter. Wow, you and I wouldn't have said that. This is the famous, the Shulchan Gibram says this in Mesechta Shabbos. The Rashi said it first. We'll see later, maybe the Rambam holds this way. Whenever you can find a way to do it in a manner which is not of segregation, even should I choose to do it in a manner which is not of segregation, it's still mutter. I could use teeny little drops of water as a spray. Wouldn't put out any fires. The fact that I use a pitcher, it's not going to be a situation. Kiddush Noyer in Rashi. But if Rashi's right, then the Oroch is wrong. The Oroch can't bring a right from this. It's just a question how you learn. Either Rashi's right, the Oroch, or maybe there's a third Terence also. We're not discussing a case of situation in the first place. Who knows? That's the Oroch's right according to the Tosis. And the Oroch itself, if I'm not mistaken, it's not one of his rights. I'm not sure. I already forgot what it says in the Oroch proper. We'll get to it, we'll see. Weiter. The old Milula Vagozel. What was the Lula Vagozel in the summertime or some of the yeshivas? Sukkah is a famous receptor. The Omar Abelazir Rab Shimon. Mematim Anovim Beyomte. Pirish. Inve Hadas. The Hadas has berries. If there are more berries than leaves, it's possible. You take off the berries and you're attacking mana. You're taking a posla das, making a kosher das, eats them attacking mana. You want to eat the berries? You want berries? So, Balaam and Gimel. The Rabbi Shimon of Segregation of Loyamus, Ubashani Lo Tzricha the Isle Hoshana Akariti. There's many other Hadassim in this room. Alma Keva de lo nichale velo chayish vahaitigun. Very, 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 very important, Rabbi Osai. Lo nichale doesn't mean you don't want it, which you may have meant in the case of Zvachin, but you don't care about it. It's not opposed to it over here. Not opposed to making more kosher adasim. He doesn't need it. He has three more adasim in his drawer. Shari afa gadab sikreishu. Must be sikreishu lo nichale. Two rites as quoted from the Aruch here. And toast above Amen Alf and Sat. Any questions? Two rites. Venir Elari, the line begins Venir Elari, the Lokosha Midi. Back to our sugya. What's the problem of Mr. Christ and the Zaisa? What's the Amira over here? What is the Amira? There's no Libun, there's no Dash, there's no nothing. What is it? Ikal name of the Osir, this called Mishar Mashke, Mishum Libun, Kimabamayim. Rabbi Natan is wrong. Isa Mishum Libun, we saw Pesuk Mechumash and Rashi Barash Vayechi, right, that they wash with other liquids. When we call them, go below Chashinen Bu Shema Yisot, Kevin Shatam Vahareach Nishar Vabigodim, Uma'ata Yanele Bishitoso. Ah, you squeeze out the wine, it still stinks from wine. So what kind of laundry is that? Rabbi said laundry is throwing out the dirt and the stench, Chayodua. Of course, there are some people, can we be a little bit blunt in an all-male audience, that the reason they're sending their shirts to be washed is because they stink. And there's no stains. Baruch Hashem. Healthy males have body odor, and it gets onto the shirt, and they want to just get rid of the smell. So if you wash it in wine, you'll be trading in one smell for another. You wash it in water, there's no smell. Hopefully soap and water. Maybe plain water gets rid of the smell. Right. Umatsina le meimar nami the osim mishum afare. Aye. Viafagad ali psikresha the akhoi. Osim le chatsim ram shimen. Kabe malacha shen etzricha le gufa. The Aruch is wrong. Aye, what riots? Ah. The riots, the Aruch ain't in riots. How do you like that statement? Ah. Vahi the matter of Shimon the Zalat Yain al Gabi Yahishi Bikul the name of the Mitzvah Shiny. Whoa, Mitzvah Shiny? Whoa, Rabbi Osai, I ask you a Shiloh. Do you do an Issa Doraisa to do a Mitzvah? Yes or no? What do we call that? Mitzvah? Habob Aveira. Lo Sichma is an Issa Doraisa. Last week's Pasha Tzav. What do you mean Mitzvah Shiny? What are you talking about? What Tosh is talking about? Rabbi Osai, how do you learn this to you? How do you get the spontizers? Who got the spontizers? Right there, ahead of you. You have to come at 9 o'clock, and then straight till 12 o'clock. Otherwise, I'm going to be ahead of you. I want you to be ahead of me. Tomorrow, okay? Tomorrow's another day. Okay. Mitzvah, how can Mitzvah, what kind of Mitzvah Shani? He said, they're Isaac. Okay. Chenahi, this is Yoshan Akriti, Yikil Neva, the Sharmish and Mitzvah. Same Kasha. There we can argue, as we shall see, that the Isser of removing berries is a Derabon. Okay, so Derabon, I can understand Mitzvah Shani. But Lo Sichber. Inami Hoki Perusha. Hopsigreshe who. What does that mean? The Isser of Shanachriti. The Hoel Vechain Shorel Derab Shimin. The Shemelo Yitzarachla. The nimza shalotikin kli, a new vart, Rabbi Osai. It's a local din. A local din, Rabbi Osai. Tikin kli is also known as makav patish. You made a takana. A takana is only if it's needed. If it's not needed, it's not called a tikkun. Rabbi Osai, if you cook a cookie, you cook a baker cookie, you cook it with water, it's cooked. You need it, you don't need it. The malacha daraisa. But makav patish. Maybe unique. The Magad Mishnah says so. Those men from last year. There's many. The Magad Mishnah says by mitzarek. You saw the Maram Makom. We saw mitzarek. What's mitzarek? How do you say mitzarek in English? What's the word for it? I know what this is. escape you need. Take metal, you put it, hot metal into cold water. It hardens the metal. What's the word?
Melting?
It's escaping me now. If you can find it on your internet, the word just skips my mind. That's the minute of time. You take hot metal, throw it into cold water, it's a sugar myself, the yuma. You need to make the current guttle mikvah warm.
Temper.
That's the word. Temper. Thank you so much. You temper the metal. Okay? So, tempering the metal, the Magen Mishnah says, is only considered a tikkun if you need it to be tempered. If I have metal, which I'm not going to make it to a pot, a pan, or some kind of a long-term utensil I'm going to use. It's going to go up there. That's not a malacha in the first place. That's what he says over here. Not a malacha in the first place. Very good. Here too. I take berries off hadassim. That's how I have 1,000 hadassim. Take berries off. That's not called a tikkun in the first place. The nimtza shelo tikkun kli, the lapsik reshu. The question becomes: why is that called a yuda? No tikkun. Avad Rabbi Yehuda, also the shema yitzarech lo vigloy milsa the kli avad. Whoa. The Chiddush Nifle and Tosis. What are you saying over here? It's doubtful whether the need is Hadas. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we'll say what? Since maybe you will need it, he's going to ask the Davash and Miskav in this house, even though you may not be any ticket at all. Doesn't matter, maybe you will need it. But according to Rabbi Shimon, maybe you won't need it, so Davash and Miskav is Mutter. I psik resha. No, it's not a psik resha. Maybe you'll never need it. Keep this in mind. Fine. Now, pirish or a kosher. They're knocked off is to rias by saying what? Mitzvah shamash. We don't understand mitzvah shamash. This is the first time it says, I'm not going to be about the rias for a mitzvah. We don't understand that. And the shana chwita also mitzvah. Maybe it's a little rabbonim. And the inami was, well, maybe it won't be needed. So it's not considered to be a real psikration at the end of the day when we say it has a shana chwit. Not psikration on lichole, it's not psikration at all. I have you to ask, is it? Yeah, because the subject is the rest of the scout. I made a scout. Okay, fine. That requires a little bit more modification, but not for this moment. But the two kashas against the Arab. One, Shabbos kum zayin, hamapis mursu b'shabbos. Him lasis lapeh chayim. It's a pimple. If you're trying to make a hole, to make a hole, right? It's chai. Im lohotzi men alech, if you want to take out the pus, says Tosis, v'davka mishim tzara potter umutter, avli la mishim tzara, hoya asr. Who looked up the Gemara? Who looked up that Gemara? Again, nobody. Take a look. What did it say? Say this thing about anyway. You're too trusting. I mean, actually, get it yet. When you would have gotten it, you would have been too trusting. Oh, look up the Gemara, said Tosfos Kof. Did you really say it there? Says the Gemara like this? I'm not sure. Koptur, there are Shabbos, Potter, Velosser. Except for three. One that came before, but Sod. Ida. Hamapis, Mursu, Shabbos. Imlachas, Lapech, Chayim, Losser, Melech, Potter. Hayin, Potter, Mutter, Nitzanan. Machat, Shalyad, Ida, Bosa, Kotz. It's not Mukhtar, but you can actually take the needle and take out the splinters, and take out the Duduy, which is also making some kind of a hole. Just stay anyway, so we should talk. Loi. Let's say it's Mishum Tzar. What does it want? Never said Mishum Tzar. It was assumed it's only Mishum Tzar. Why did you look it up tomorrow? Because you get it from. How do you know it's only Mishum Tzar? Doesn't say anything wrong. He's not over here. Hiding things for you, but okay. You can't forget to do the treasure on tomorrow morning. Fine. Ava lo nichole b'fei klal. Die nichle im in a pek, kilo miskave in amichayev. if you wanted the pen. Kilo miskave nam yudosu b'chayev. Because you want it. V'chein machat sheyadit bo zakot, we just saw the shari. V'shem tzar is only. Avi l'arochi yosa, as you know, we don't know. Avgav bo nichole klal. Put that all. So we don't know where Tos got it from, told not to Mishum Tzad. They put it without Tzad. They don't know if it's right for that reason. Abba Tzad's question. If Sikresh lo nichle osur, as we said, Amai kam rabbi per kovis, kuf mem hei, kvoshim shishchot am aguf on potter and mutter, hov en tzorach l'mayim ha-yotzen, vasht abba gab den tzorach, her tzorach li os osur, mitu rabbonim, presumably. Omeri, timatzin l'neymar, the daf kvoshim shari. Why? Where is that found? Remember? The beginning. This is the beginning of Beitzer. From all sides, don't even take mashke out of an ochel. It's not called a mashke at all. Kidam Rinon, he quotes the Gemara, Rabbo said, the Sefer Shabbos. What's the answer? It's not a general turp situation, the lo nichole. It's just no Easter Malach in the first place. Yeah. That's number one. It's not the general turp of, as the Aram suggested, of Sibet lo nichole. It's het the gummer. That's uchal the ifris. It's considered to be food from food, not drink from food. He didn't want the drink. Yo, yeshloma. The chol dover shalom also the amazing. Lo shayach l'neim Hashem yisro. The svaru came into the daskin of Ose. Lo gavim esan v'sayayin. Lo chashin and Hashem yisro. Going back to the question, well, when you do it, don't say Hashem yisro. Till now, it's only by water, not by wine. It doesn't get the smell out. Now let's sing a new word. A new word. I said, Shabbat, I need the mirrors to us to go down. Here it's talking about a case of water. How can a woman go into the mikvah and wear the clothes on? Shouldn't be near to make her. How can it be? But to squeeze the water out of the clothes. Not water, here it's water. What's different about it? Why is there no Xer over here? Called amazing. It's premeditated. Be very, very careful to do what you're doing. Not afraid you're going to have to see. You also hold up to play Rabba Berego. Hold out Savar B'mayim. Look at Vin and Shem Yisro. He said, that's Kena Osa. Be very meticulous and careful what he's doing. Oh, the Ikon Mem also. The Mitzvah Shani. Here we go. We got Mitzvah Shani. That's why they were never made exactly the Mitzvah Shani. Uba Orech, Pirish Loshan Acher. Misuchrayt and the zayis of stima as gigas shall shecha also the hokel of shema tivatal as stima as the gigas. That's a kliyim shabbos. A whole loop shot. It's called bone. Very shver pshat. The reader doesn't like it. If you want to leave it there, what kind of segregation? The kliyim is the tefillah mechaber. You don't want to leave it there. It's not a segregation at all. The dochak is kavan levatla. Veinam is kavan asas kli. Segregation hole. Veinam is kavan legavan asas kli. This is Shver Pshad Nira. We'll stop here. We did a lot of Tosfos today. And maybe perhaps some of the Tamidim were a little bit less than excited. In fact, we're just reading through Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos. However, as you know from many years, you can't know the Sugya unless you learn first Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos. There's no substitute. So we did the first half of the sugya, the first line. You come to the first on the Ma'amar Kama Shita. Many, many lines here. And there'll be a minute after Mincha. We'll go over some of the typos here. Tomorrow, you'll have fresh sheets. And we'll try to progress through these sugyas of Shabbos as they come through Masechta Sukkos and other Masechtas as well. Good.